This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2019, and we're broadcasting worldwide. A giant internet ban has now been launched and is now beginning. I warned people of this a long time ago. It has nothing to do with porn. The UK is moving to, quote, ban porn that's free coming up on April 1st. But it's really an April Fool's joke on everybody. We'll talk about that after the break. But first, I wanted to get to this key report that was predicted by us. Russiagate is a fraud. Now they move on to the rest of their scams.
Fight so hard on this witch hunt, this phony deal that they put together, this phony thing that now looks like it's dying, so they don't have anything with Russia. There's no collusion. So now they go and morph into, let's inspect every deal he's ever done. A little shifty shift yesterday. Oh, it's the first time he went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion. And unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions. And they leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there. And all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bull****, okay?
The witch hunt won't die. That is, if House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler and Congressman Adam Schiff continue to fantasize regularly on national television about the impeachment of President Donald Trump.
We are certainly looking deep into the set of issues around Moscow Trump Tower. We're also looking at persistent allegations that the Russians have been laundering money through the Trump Organization. I don't know that that's true.
How about if Robert Mueller comes back and says definitively, we find no collusion by President Trump? Is that a conclusion you'll accept?
Well, we'd want to see the evidence behind that and see the validity of that, and we could agree or disagree.
Jerry Nadler announced that he will submit over 60 document requests to the White House and the Justice Department in a bid to keep the witch hunt going as Mueller's expectantly disappointing investigation comes to a close. And after former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's second round of embarrassing testimony served to allow Cohen to perjure himself yet again in front of Congress.
Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
That's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No, sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
Sir.
And now?
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America. I did not want to go to the White House.
Is there a chance
that he'll ask me to go to Washington?
Oh, there's absolutely a chance he's going to ask you to go.
Oh, I certainly
hope
so.
Would you go?
100%.
A lot of what he said today, I think, bolstered his credibility.
I want you to count how many articles you see tomorrow about Schiff and Cummings prepping Cohen before he comes to Congress. You won't find a one.
If he is such a confirmed liar, why didn't he say, Trump told me to lie? If he had said it, Trump would there be subject to the possible charge of subornation and perjury. But he didn't say it.
Of course, when it comes to the investigation of the Clintons' mountain of evidence detailing Russian collusion, blatant threats to national security, the financial rape of Haiti, and even Bill Clinton's sick affair in the Oval Office that led to impeachment, Jerry Nadler could be counted on to steer any investigation off course.
Well, you cannot let the actions of people who want to bring the government to a halt and concentrate only on politics and only on obstruction affect everything else. It's a very good reason to have a Democratic House and Senate so we can get on with the government, with the business of the people, instead of wasting our time on all kinds of investigations that will ultimately go nowhere. You look at the entire Clinton presidency, Bill Clinton presidency, Whitewater, Travelgate, this gate, that gate, nothing went anywhere until you got the Monica Lewinsky thing that didn't even exist at the time of the special prosecutor being appointed. They just kept persecuting him on thing after thing after thing.
Just how far Schiff and Nadler will overreach to satisfy a handful of Trump critics in the face of millions of Americans will become apparent in the coming weeks.
And make no mistake.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are. It's already Tuesday. It's amazing. Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here in the new studio. You've seen us do a lot of live reports and had political coverage of big events like State of the Union. Here in our new state-of-the-art studio, we've got three nice studios here now and are ready to start expanding to about 20 hours a day live. We're about 6 months behind getting that done because of all the obvious globalist attempts to shut us down and block us, but we are moving forward thanks to your prayers and thanks to your support. And quite frankly, we are now reaching just as many people as we ever did after all the enemy's attempts to shut us down and shut us up. It has backfired. We achieved Streisand effect. And now we're reaching an even wider new audience thanks to this core audience of activists taking action. And I thought I'd celebrate the new studio today by wearing a Stetson Open Road cowboy hat, Silver Belly. This is the same hat my dad's dad wore his whole life that I knew him. I got reminded of these. That Paul Watson's here in town. And about, it was like 15 years ago, that Paul has a whole different personality when you put a cowboy hat on him. And so we're going to put a cowboy hat on him and get his great Texas imitation, but also a lot of other serious issues when he joins us at the waypoint, at the midway point, halfway into the broadcast in about an hour and 23 minutes from now. Faith Goldie is also on fire, exposing the controlled globalists inside the Republican Party, one of the final obstacles to really defeating the NWO. She's going to be popping in, and I intend to open the phones up as well. And then I will co-host The War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. today. I will be on the second half with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to have open phones and on Reddit, Ask Us Anything. I'm going to start a new system of Ask Me Anything where you do it with two people, two different people, and you ask two different interesting people questions, and they have a discussion, and they ask each other questions. That's something I'm going to start. I'm going to start a podcast soon titled Ask Me Anything, where you have different guests on and you can ask them anything as well. So a lot of stuff about to happen here at InfoWars. Thanks to your prayers. Thanks to your support. Thanks to everything you do. And thanks to all the great AM and FM affiliates and TV affiliates as well. If you're listening to one of those, please be sure and spread the word about those fine stations and support them. Okay. You know, I talked about this a couple years ago when they passed the law. And they always pass draconian laws where they come into effect in a few years so that the public doesn't oppose them. People are very short-sighted. They're thinking in the moment, not long-term. But exactly as we said they would do it, they've done it. And if you sit back and think, how would you take over the Internet? How would you trick people to openly be surveilled? How would you trick people to be taxed to use the Internet more than they even do in communist China? How would you do that? Well, when you saw Pornhub and a couple of these other major sites that get billions of views a month together, at the heart of UN meetings and meetings with ICANN and meetings with big tech about how they were going to battle trafficking in humans and how they were going to empower women. You knew it was bad. So they signed on to ban free porn. Now their sites will still be a mix of paid and quote free. But of course, if they've got more than half of the porn market, they want to be able to shut everybody else down. It's not about porn, though. They know that it'll get conservatives and Christians on board. And just like the British government's the only government in the world that has a paid television tax. Even if you don't own a television, they tax you. What is it, up to £1,000 a year? It's an outrageous amount of money. And they even have vans that drive around because any receiver also transmits a tiny transmission. Any receiver is also a transceiver. So they have vans that drive around with people picking up if you're watching television, not just BBC, but television, period. So there's a government tax to then fund propaganda. And that's what this is. So people think of the UK as such a free country. It's an outrageously unfree country. And so I'm going to break that down today in great detail. Paul Joseph watching on from the UK in studio to give us his take on it. But you see the DrudgeReport.com headline, the headlines on Infowars.com as well. UK blocks all porn that's free, or free porn blocked. Free porn blocked in the UK. You go to Infowars.com and we have the headline that the national move in the UK to ban, quote, free porn is really an internet tax and internet tracking system. So this is it. This is the plan. And I told folks a couple years ago when they were talking about it that this is what's being implemented. But it's sold as just, oh, you pay the government, and then they put software on your computer that watches what you do, and you give them your ID, your passport, and now you can go look at any porn you want. So I'm going to say that again. The government is going to have a dossier, and they already do, but publicly you're going to opt into a dossier that knows what porn you're watching. So you and your wife, it's Saturday night, you go in, you turn on the television, you dial into the internet, and you pull up whatever your wife's into. That's how it works. And now you've got another partner in the bedroom with you. It's called the British government. But understand, it's coming here. This is the model. Everything done in China and England and Europe is the model. And they even admit in the articles, they're like, this is for to make sure children don't look at it. And this is to make sure we keep everybody safe. And this is to make sure we can stop people being exploited. All that's made up. The UN's running the kidnapping rings, all of it. The porn industry, for anything you can say about it, I don't even defend it. It's very exploitive. Has basically cleaned up its act under lawsuits and disease. And it's very exploitive and evil, and I'm not defending it. But any claims that the government of the UK or the US government or anybody trying to defend kids from porn is asinine, because I've got stories right here in my stack. Aggressive promotion of homosexuality. School stops LGBT lesson after backlash from angry parents. It's being reported by the Daily Mail, by RT and others, and you learn it's Muslims. So say what you want about Muslims who throw gays off buildings and cut women's genitals off. I disagree with that. I'm a libertarian. But I don't think you should have LGBTP sexualizing kids. That's the pedophile side of that, which if some groups are officially adopting the P now. They're saying, yes, we are pedophilia. And so that was in the congressional report 5 years ago. The Democrats wanted all this. The same thing's happened in the UK. It's a unified, concerted effort. So they're sexualizing children. They've got drag kid things at school. They had drag queens coming in and telling your five-year-old son that they're really a girl. I mean, if that happened at the park, you'd go to jail. If a man walked over at the park while you're sitting there grilling hamburgers and said, I'm going to teach your daughter and your son about sex, they'd be arrested as being a pervert. But now if it's done officially by the school, it's okay. So meanwhile, just today, you've got massive arrest of giant Islamic grooming gangs of little girls. And then you've got the leftist allied with radical Islam saying, come on in, do whatever you want. But now the Muslims are saying, hey, you're going to teach my five-year-old how to give a blowjob. It's what they teach in UK schools. Or that he's going to put a dress on him. And so now the left's saying it's okay. Muslims can opt out, but no one else can, and you'll be arrested if you're not a Muslim. So see, this is how the whole leftist system works, total and complete tyranny. So when the UK, quote, blocks porn that is, quote, free, what they're saying is the tens of thousands of other sites or now they're even going to go Puritan on you, puritanical, and say even showing breast. Softcore is now regulated. So now if you want to watch an R-rated movie, you're going to have to opt into a government database and agree to be tracked. That's the secret of the global social credit score to get you to opt in. It's outrageous. So all the other sites can be shut down, all the other sites can be blocked, and only the two big porn sites that account for half the porn visits in the world, well, of course they're for this, Pornhub and YouPorn. Now because this is much bigger than all the TV networks and all the media in the world combined, it's now going to be regulated and turned into one homogenized, controlled combine, which is what it's always been about. That's what internet regulation is about. It's what the attacks on talk radio, the attacks on Alex Jones, and the attacks on free speech. Because once they can ban me, they can ban you. And once they can say, oh, you have a government device and software, it watches what porn you're watching, and you pay a government license to go watch pornography from around the world. Think about that. That is so diabolical and so evil, and it's the left doing it in the name of protecting children when they're the ones that are a bunch of pedophilic perverts trying to get a hold of your kids and literally teach them how to be perverts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I didn't tell you I was going on Joe Rogan. We just snuck attack. And I can tell you there's a bunch of other sneak attacks coming very soon, just as big or bigger. Talked to Joe some this morning. It is undoubtedly, with the analytics, the biggest podcast he's ever done. And the last one I did was number three. It was number one until Elon Musk and a few others. Now it's number one only 6 days in. In fact, we're expecting by tomorrow night it will have at least 30 million views between YouTube and iTunes. Right now, it's over 20 million total. And that's with Google not letting it trend and blocking it. Remember that. Now, let me make the big announcement here. Okay? Internet ID Internet regulation, internet tracking is here. And it's being done under the auspice of, quote, blocking free porn. The UK has now passed law that is implemented April 1st that only the two big porn companies, Pornhub and YouPorn, will be the only sites you can visit. Everything else, you've got to go through a government database, give them a passport or an ID, log into a government database so they can track what you do, and then pay them money so that you have the right to go look at pornography. So just like George Orwell predicted in 1984, the government is going to be in charge of pornography for control and debasement of the population. This has nothing to do with stopping pornography. It has nothing to do with stopping the targeting of children. It's mainstream media. It's cartoons. It's the public schools. It's all of them that are totally and completely obsessed with sexualizing children. And now that the government is going to be involved with all these fact-checking groups and leftist groups like Hope Not Hate and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters, they're going to be in the history of the supposed porn you're visiting. And don't think this is just going to end in the UK. They admit with the major porn companies who want their competition shut down. This is total racketeering. This is total antitrust. They admit that they want their competition shut down. So they're partnering with government to control and track who looks at porn webcams, what movies you watch, what you do, and even softcore pornography will now be tracked in a government database. Think about how the IRS abused tens of thousands of Christians and conservatives and libertarians under Obama, and no one got in trouble with Loris Lerner. Think about all the incredible abuses they've been involved with the databases and leftist doxing people and using where you live and where you go to school and where you work to get you fired if you're a Trump supporter. And then imagine, you got to take your hat off to them to come up with something like this, that they would try to get away with this in 2019 and then just, oh, it's just a law to protect kids. Boop. You got to pay a government fee. You've got to then be tracked. And then the government, of course, can easily go in anytime they want. And they can add whatever disinformation they want to the database of supposed porn that you visited. Because in blackmail and control, people's sexual proclivity, people's sexual activity are their big dark secrets. And now the UK government, the kings of blackmail, the kings of pedophilia, the kings of using sex to control populations and governments are now saying, oh, by the way, you visit any major porn site, you've got to have a government license, you've got to give us your ID, you've got to be in a database, you've got to have our software on your computer that will have trusted groups like Hope Not Hate and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others inside your computer, George Soros-funded groups, just like NewsGuard is now on all the Microsoft operating systems and browsers. And it's going to move on, they're saying, the next few months to Apple and to Google and to Android and to the phones. And then now, when you visit a site, it's not going to be on the site that, oh, don't listen to Alex Jones, here's some fact-checking, where they then misrepresent what we've said and done, and then fact-check the straw man. No, it's on your phone. It's on your desktop. They're in your phone. They're in your desktop watching what you do in real time, telling you, oh, this is dangerous, or oh, this is bad, or oh, you could have your credit score lowered. You could get in trouble. You're looking at illegal content. So it's multi-pronged. They've got the leftist fact-checkers and the universities and the intelligence agencies already plugged into Microsoft and looking at what you're saying and looking at what you're doing. And the neocons run NewsGuard. And then you've got over here the left going, oh, no one wants to pay their BBC fee anymore of £1,000 a year or whatever it is. Look up what the BBC yearly charge is. Look that up for me real quick. Look up the BBC yearly charge for me, because I want to get that looked at right now. I want to do that. So imagine, they started this back in the 40s after World War II, and they said everybody that has a television, you've got to pay a tax. And then even if you didn't have a television, they said, well, you may be looking at your neighbor's TV, so you're going to pay this big giant tax. Yeah, it used to be up to £1,000, but now no one would pay it, so they lowered it to 147 to 150 pounds. So what is that? 200 and something dollars a year. But again, the key here isn't the money. It's with the internet, they can track what you're looking at and what you're doing, and they think the subservient, pliant population will accept it, but here's where it gets worse. Now it turns loose the taxing authority. They have their IRS over there by another name. But they're inland revenue, inside the empire revenue. And now they're going to have an excuse to raid you to see that you were looking at porn that wasn't authorized and wasn't put through a government filter. I'm going to say it again. The government is going to run worldwide the production and the distribution, because that's how this works. Once you take control of the regulatory power of something, you will then inevitably become the producer, the director. You will be the person making the money. So governments are now always horning in on Hollywood and the theater and entertainment and having a merger of that in any fascist or communist system. But now they'll be directly in control of pornography, and the top pornography producers are all lined up as suitors to government because the internet decentralized porn and took the money out of it. All the way now to the only way you make money in porn, if you read the expert analysis, is individual to individual, like prostitution, where women and men are doing webcams and giving people personal attention. So it's evolved or devolved now back to closer to real sex, away from the big cookie cutter mass production of the 1960s and 1970s, where there were porn movies making as much money as major Hollywood movies, tens of millions of dollars. That's all decentralized and destroyed. So now you have the perfect storm. Now you have the perfect storm of the big porn companies collapsing, government wanting to know what you're watching and doing, global government, internet ID, global social score coming together, and England, the UK, is the launch point for total surveillance of everything, and it's coming here, make no mistake. When we return, Google just got caught lying about Dragonfly and mass spying.
My Leaps and My Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer when it comes to easy to use, packaged, mixed in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars, and in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape rocked by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
So, in 2017, we have states passing laws to kill babies that are totally healthy and already outside the womb. In 2019, they're teaching five-year-olds and four-year-olds in the UK and Canada and the U.S. that little boys are really little girls and little girls are really little boys. Serious psychological abuse beyond sexual abuse, trying to literally destroy their identity. Something that if parents did it, they should be arrested. But the school does it, it's okay. And now, UK porn block starts April 1st, but you can unlock it by handing over ID or buying a 5-pound porn card. So you pay like $7. And then the government tracks everything you do and has your ID and your name. And then the government knows what you're watching and what you're doing. This is so creepy. This is so sick. The government is now a voyeur, a pimp in your bedroom. And, of course, it comes from the left to protect the children, of course. Watching free porn in Britain is about to get a lot trickier thanks to new rules that aim to protect children from online smut. Yeah, we don't want kids to be hateful bigots. Let's teach them to be sexualized at age 5. It used to be called pedophilia. Now it's called liberal. As early as next month, porn sites will be required to get proof of ID from UK residents before showing any X-rated clips. Includes free porn sites like Pornhub and YouPorn, who don't want there to be competition and want you to have to register, which attract nearly 2 billion visits a month between them worldwide, and know they're going to make 100 times more money with the government who they lobbied to do this. That's right, the big porn sites did this to create a monopoly. They'll join a number of other sites in using Age ID system, which requires users to verify their age via an official form of ID, which is a driver's license or passport. So you're not getting into a hotel or passing a port. You're going to go watch whatever, and now the government's going to be there with a record of it. From April, when the new system is expected to launch, randy internet lurkers will be shown a non-pornographic landing page, according to Age ID spokesman James Clark. When a user first visits a site protected by Age ID, a landing page will appear with a prompt for the user to verify their age before they can access the site, he told the Metro. Each website will create their own non-pornographic landing page. When someone first clicks the site, they'll be asked to register with Age ID to verify their age using a mobile SMMs credit card or passport or driver's license. This is the Internet ID, Internet taxation, Internet regulation. Users will then be able to use the Age ID username or password attached to your driver's license, your passport, the government has, to access all porn sites that use Age ID, although some may use different verification systems. Clark said it's a one-time verification with a simple sign-in for future access. If a user verifies with the Age ID protected site, they'll not need to perform the verification age or any other site carrying Age ID. And again, this is going to be used against everybody else to shut them down. This is the global ID, folks, the global Internet ID, the holy grail of surveillance and control. The new rules will approved as part of the Digital Economy Act 2 years ago. They aim to make it harder for under 18s to get a hold of adult material. No, that's going on in the schools. As well as registering with Age ID, Brits will also be able to access porn sites using a voucher you can buy from high street shops. Isn't that nice? Thousands of shops will offer the special IDs, which users can link to an app known as Portals. And then it goes on to say you can also buy a government ID and go through the government system. So there you go. And it's all tracked by the government. So they got you to opt in. Like, the government's not spying. Okay, they are. But you know what? We just need you to opt in so we can do it because it's illegal to spy on you. But now we're going to do it openly. And then meanwhile, I mentioned this article earlier. Aggressive promotion of homosexuality, called pedophilia when they target kids, school stops LGBT lessons after backlash from angry parents. And when you read the articles in RT or the Daily Mail, it's Muslims. They're upset that there's grown adults talking to their five-year-old sons and daughters about their sexual preference because kids aren't thinking about that. I mean, if a dad or mom started asking their five-year-old about, have you heard about sadomasochism? Have you heard about sex changes in children? Have you heard about fisting? This is what they teach five-year-olds. And the kids are like, what? And they're just totally screwing them up. I mean, it's irrevocable pedophilic assault, but it's all done by the leftist social engineers, so it's all A-OK. And it continues. School forced to end LGBT lessons by outraged Muslim parents. So, yeah, the pedophiles are worse than even Orthodox Islam, even though there's a lot of pedophilia in Islam. A primary school in Birmingham, England, has halted LGBT lessons for 600 victims. They call them pupils. Were reportedly taken out of class by furious Muslim parents upset at homosexuals being aggressively taught to their children, homosexuality. Parkville Community School had been forced to suspend its no outsiders classes until Easter while a consultation takes place with parents. Tensions between the school and parents has escalated due to a fight surrounding LGBT lifestyles being taught in classrooms. The ill feeling from angry parents was even boiled over into threats against the assistant head teacher, Andrew Moffitt, MBA, who is gay. He claims to have received nasty emails, including one which he said wouldn't last too long. And it goes on from there. The primary school, which is around 720 victims, is located in the predominantly Muslim area. It has come under fire from Muslim parents for implementing the LGBT program, which seeks to challenge homophobia because homosexuality is strictly forbidden in Islam. According to Alum Rock Community Forum, children were removed from classes over the school's undermining of parental rights and aggressively promoting homosexuality, which is the total goal. The forum added that despite repeated petitions, protest, and dialogue integrated by parents, they have been arrogantly ignored because a pedophile can't control themselves. They will have their way with children until you lock them up or until they are executed. Remember when that used to be radical to say execute pedophiles? Now it's like, those are good people. Don't you try to do that. That you can't allow that to go on. So they're not trying to protect children in the pedophile-run demonic command base of the United Kingdom. They are using what they've already done to then come in and try to get their mittens on everybody else's sexual activity or porn viewing. They already have it. They want to use it. They just want to legitimize that you opted into this and then demonize anybody else that doesn't sign up with the government to tell them where they went and what they did. They're training you to opt into your own slavery. Now, I think I've spent enough time on that, haven't I? So when we come back, Fountain of Youth, scientists switch off gene to double lifespan. Also, U.S. deaths from alcohol, drugs, and suicide at its highest levels ever recorded. And we're going to get into the big news. AOC. Vanessa D'Souza went to prison for $27,000 they said was illegal. He gave to a friend running for the Senate. But in the very same state and very same district, they're saying AOC, who raised $18 million, most of it illegal, can keep the millions. That's right. She's above the law. She's a good, dirty commie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm going to say it right now on air. I take my hat off to the Islamic Muslim community of the UK because they're the only groups consistently protesting and saying no to children as young as 3 years of age being taught that they're sexually active, that boys are girls, that girls are boys, and they've been protesting and saying no to the pedophile cult that runs the UK. And so I salute the Muslims in the UK for being better people than the average British citizen and better than the police and better than the government that's run by pedophiles. Because as bad as radical Islam is and as bad as the horrible things you do are and your grooming gangs and all the rest of it, you're at least saying, let's just kidnap 13-year-old girls and turn them into sex slaves, which is terrible. But you're not saying, let's teach 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds, the same stuff. So in the whole spectrum of evil in the UK, I have to say radical Islam and the Muslims are now better. And we just covered that in the last segment, how they are radically brainwashing children, how they're telling boys they're really girls are really boys. They're sexualizing them. They're abusing them. It's pedophilia. And the Muslims have come out and said it's wrong. And are the people standing up? And I know there's been the golden age of Islam, and I know there's been Islamic countries and nations that were actually open and free during different parts of civilization. But the current one run by the Al-Qaeda, Wahhabis, out of Saudi Arabia, is pure evil. But I would welcome Islam to reform itself and then team up with the West to try to stand up against satanic activity. But right now the left is in love with Islam because they think you're against Christianity, so they made a deal with you. But now the left doesn't want know what to do because Islam is standing in the way of the left perverting five-year-old children. So this is quite a conundrum, quite a paradox that we're going to be discussing. But I take my hat off to the Muslims of the UK, out of the giant, rotting, filthy, capitulated, passed out, submissive, demonic, drunken island. Of all the rotten parts of the fish, I guess you're the least rotten. I have to say it. Maybe the UK will be liberated by Islam. I mean, they still have a lot of child kidnapping and a lot of sex slaves, but, you know, they kind of stop at 12-year-olds. And so maybe we're being liberated by Islam, actually, because the left is even worse than radical Islam, and I'll just go ahead and say it. And I kind of have been having this epiphany, because the Christians won't say a damn thing in the UK. Okay, let's stop right there. The next thing I'm going to get to is so big that I really don't want to just put it out there and not give it the attention it deserves, but I'm going to do it. Because my brain thinks a little bit different than a lot of people's. And I always kind of have a memory, and I think about how it connects to things and how it ties into other events that have unfolded. And so, yeah, everybody's really excited right now that AOC, the meth mouth, the creature from the methamphetamine lagoon, everyone is just so excited that she didn't steal $1 million. She didn't steal $2 million. I went in this morning when I saw it into the SEC records and the Federal Election Commission records. And that's why she ended up running. She was a front person for Soros money and didn't just get $18 million. We found other PACs. You'll hear about those in the next few days. Of course, her and her business manager pocketed millions. Totally illegal. But when you're a Democrat, you're allowed to do it. So the rest of the story here in just a moment. That said, we have some big specials that are going to be ending this week that are some of the biggest specials we've ever had and are products that if you're a man particularly, you're insane if you're not taking. I set out with top developers. I guess this product's been out about 2 years. Took about a year to get it done. And I said, I see all these testosterone boosters and all these other libido boosters, and I know that the industry marks things up 7 times on average. I just want to mark it up 150%, and I want to take most of the money and put it into the product. Instead of having $2 a product, I want to have $10, $15 a product in it. And companies go, no one's ever done that. No one does that. Usually the container, the bottle, is more cost than what's in it. And herbs and stuff that God gave us are so incredible, it still blows people away. And that's where all the modern drugs and all that stuff comes from, is copying what's in plants, what's in herbs, what's in minerals, what's in compounds. So I set out with this product, Alpha Power, to produce something that is the strongest libido, stamina, energy, sports, natural, healthy enhancer that you can get. You can pay $100 for something that isn't as good. And it's usually a great deal at $69. It's $34.95 right now. It's 50% off. And then we've got a combo deal going where you can give it the strength and recovery combo. You can get it with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And again, the average turmeric formula, because it's so hard to isolate and it's so powerful, is 3 to 5%. They know you're getting a result with that. I said, is it safe to give them the strongest available? And they said, well, no one's done it. Maybe other top rounds are 80%. They said, no one else does that. A couple brands have 80%. They said, our chemist can give you 95%. This is tested. Curcuminoid. And I said, I want 95% curcuminoid. So our turmeric is fresh and organic, and there's an extraction patented process we got to pay a lot of money for where it's 95% curcuminoid. If you don't know what that means, it's insane. I personally, if I take a leave, I get incredible heartburn and I feel horrible. Advil works really great for me. It's a great product. And I'm not comparing it to a drug. I'm just telling you personally, I don't take that now. I take a couple of bodies when I sprain an ankle or something happens, and it's way better for me personally. Just experience it for yourself, what Mother Nature gave us, curcuminoid. Everybody knows it is curry, but the chemical in curry is curcuminoid. Everybody knows how good. There's a little sprinkle of curry on that Indian food or that Chinese food. It's like, so good. But like hot food, this is concentrated hundreds and hundreds of times what you're going to get in that meal. It isn't just curry. It's concentrated curry. The actual essence organically transferred, and the great, you know, Indian analyst, the great Indian apothecaries will tell you that turmeric's the top thing. You take it with the different compounds we've got in the pill that are natural as well. They accelerate it, and they get it into your body, into your cells. I'm going to leave it at that. So the InfoWars Life Strength and Recovery Combo is 50% off Alpha Power and Bodies right now, and you fund the InfoWar, a total and complete, gigantic, insane, fire-breathing win-win-win-win-win up one side and down the other. So take advantage of it today. X2 will be back in about a week. It's produced. We got them to do a better deal. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that was so popular, I thought it was gone. Been sold out for 3-4 months. It's back. You can pre-order InfoWarsStore.com. Look at those 6,000-plus reviews. 4.9, 98% review. The original Exact Shame Survival Shield X2. We got the deal. I played Gutsball, Art of the Deal, and we got it for you. And that's why it's 37% off pre-ordered out of the gates and a discount, passing those discounts on to you. Now, let me stop right there. I did not get to the AOC thing, and I did not spend time on all the other big stories that I've got here. I did not do that. And I've got Faith Goldie popping in, and I've got Paul Watson in studio. But let me tell you something. I'm not a vindictive person, and I don't even like going to the zoo because you see those poor caged tigers and things that should be running around in the jungle. And I don't wish harm on her, but she wishes harm on us, and she's trying to take over our lives and trying to run things. But Dinesh D'Souza, who's a friend of mine and who is one of the top documentary filmmakers in history, got some of his friends to give $20,000-something to his college best friend who was running for Senate against Hillary Clinton a decade ago. And then once he got a divorce, the liberals got his bank records, and they found out that he didn't know it was illegal. He could have just set up a pact and done it, but he got them to get $23,000. I've got the articles here to the Senate candidate. Now, Hillary's gotten billions at her illegal foundation. She didn't get in trouble. And now AOC raised $18 million at one pact that she never identified as hers and kept millions. And now she's in a lot of trouble. So I'm going to say this right now. AOC needs to be under the prison, but they're going to try to spin this. But if we get the story out accurately, we could send AOC to prison. And by the way, the planets have aligned here. The planets have aligned. The Democrats want to flush this turd, and I want to help them. We'll be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.